Hello, Lawrence here from Longcat Media. I'm the voice of Parker, Jenkins, Matty, and many other characters in Mockery Manor. If you've enjoyed Mockery Manor, thank you for listening, and be sure to stay subscribed, because Season 2 is coming very, very soon. But in the meantime, you might also enjoy our newest series, which is out now in its entirety. It's called The Ballad of Anne and Mary. It's a swashbuckling, epic adventure based on the lives of Anne Bonny and Mary Read, two of the most famous pirates from the golden age of piracy. It's a 5-episode, fully immersive series packed with music and with an amazing cast. We've got the incredible Christina Bianco, we've got Suze Kempner, wonderful comedian and legend of Twitter, we've got Carl Queensborough, who plays Hamilton in Hamilton on the West End, we've also got many, many familiar voices from Mockery Manor. You can find The Ballad of Anne and Mary anywhere you get podcasts, so wherever you're listening to this, you can find it there. And there's also a link in the show notes of this episode. And just to whet your appetite, here is the first 10 minutes of episode 1 of The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Episode 1. Take the Steel.
Sheet devils.
Locked in the kiss. Thank you.
Isn't she good?
I don't know how she remembers all those words.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. That was the Ballad of Anne and Mary.
And I am selling the full text right here, right now. So roll up. Get them while they're hot. Who's first? You, madam?
Yes, please.
I heard they took Beelzebub as a lover.
Amongst others?
Disgusting. How much?
Tuppence a broadsheet, good sir.
Tuppence? Daylight robbery.
Includes a woodcut of the ladies in their breeches.
Oh, that's not
right. Go on,
here,
then.
Give me one.
I'll take two.
Yeah,
nice,
give me one.
Nice paper,
too.
This. Make good bum fodder after reading.
I've seen them at the Old Bailey.
Really? What were they like?
You could smell the brimstone.
Oh, dear.
We'll see them dance before long.
Nah, no hanging for them. Oh. Pleaded their bellies, didn't they?
Oh, I love a good hanging.
Let them give birth, then string them up, I say.
Mm, quite right.
And strangle the bait. Thank you.
Change for a shilling.
Nathaniel! Last time I saw you, you were in the stocks getting pelted with cabbages.
Yes.
No. You put your money away. Free for you, darling.
Business is good, eh?
Oh, yeah. I barely get through the song before I'm mobbed.
Did you write this one yourself?
Yeah, did the woodcut too.
Wonderfully perverse.
Give the public what they want.
Missed. It's almost one. I told the turnkey we'd be there by noon.
Aye, aye, Captain. Come in. Goodbye, Bess.
Ta-ra! Mind how you go.
Something upset you, Captain Barnett?
Over 500,000 souls in London, and you insist on exchanging pleasantries with every man jack of them. And did you really pay for that ballad?
Why not? It's research.
That woman hasn't even met them.
Listen to this. Anne Bonny and Mary Read. Abominations pumped forth from betwixt the arse cheeks of hell.
Good God.
Poetry.
I trust our book will be better written.
Oh, yes. Respectable enough for a drawing room. Sensational enough to sell 10,000 copies.
Sensational? Not sure I like the sound of that.
Barnett, the people want devils. Dirty, sexy devils to offend and titillate good Christians everywhere. I will give them that.
Nothing sexy about those two. See this scar? See? Mary did that with a cutlass while Anne laughed.
That's pretty sexy.
No, it's not.
I'll make it sexy.
No, you're a journalist. Stick to the facts. And the fact is, they're awful.
How awful?
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Good job you caught them, then.
It is.
Chapter 1. The courageous Captain Jonathan Barney and his apprehension of the Hellcats Anne Bonny and Mary Read. Eh? What do you think?
Well, how about this? Chapter 1. The courageous Captain Jonathan Barnett. That's it. That's the whole title. The focus of the story should be on the hero, not the villains.
But Bonny and Reed are rather famous, and you're not.
That is exactly the problem. It's ridiculous no one knows who I am.
Our book shall set that right.
Shame we can't set it all right and put a noose around their necks.
They'll likely die in prison.
What if they're released?
The fee would be astronomical. They couldn't afford it.
They could earn it.
How?
How do you think? This visit's costing me a small fortune.
The turnkey takes most of that.
True enough. Although...
What? What is it?
I've heard there's buried treasure.
Oh. You don't say.
I do say. Someone might retrieve it for them, pay their bond.
Who would they trust with such a task?
Oh, I don't know. Charming stranger.
A charming stranger?
Yes. A charming stranger.
Hang on. Do you mean me?
You! Ah, miss! Very funny.
I wasn't...
Anyway, what need we of treasure? Our book shall be our fortune. And here we are, Newgate Prison. God, you can smell him from here.
You have delicate sensibilities for a pirate, Barnett.
I am not a pirate. I am a privateer.
A pirate by any other name. Hello?
Privateers work for the government.
Doing the exact same work as pirates. Gatekeepers asleep.
Privateering is a perfectly respectable...
I was only joking, Barnett. Hello?
Who is it?
Good evening. Tis Nathaniel Mist of Mist's Weekly Post and Captain Barnett, the hero who captured the pirate ship Revenge, here to see the pirate hags, as arranged.
You know what? I just had a thought. You should go in alone.
What? You've come all this way. You paid for both of us to...
But what if they're too scared to talk in my presence? And we need them to relax, to open up.
You coming in or what?
One moment! Yeah. Bloody hell.
I am decided. Go on, go charm the pants off them. I'll meet you later.
If you think that's best...
Don't believe half the things they say, Nathan. Do you hear? They'll lie. Heaven knows what nonsense they'll say about me.
But hang on, where are we meeting? And when?
Midnight at King's Coffee House. Good luck, Mist. You'll need it.
That's The Ballad of Anne and Mary, available now wherever you get podcasts.